Hey guys, welcome back to the Small Town Creators Podcast. I'm one third of Small Town Creators. My name is Mo.
Kim.
Mohammed Hashi.
You know the man that make fun of us now?
Where?
Welcome to the Small Town Creators Podcast.
Because we're so professional.
Mohammed, Kim, and Hashi. They take the piss now.
It's never Kim, it's Kim.
It's because we're so professional and we're so in sync.
You're saying they're jealous?
Yeah. Hey, listen, it is what it is,
though,
man.
Yeah. I hear it. But guys! Hello, guys. We are here for the Mr. and Mrs. Smith review.
You sound like you're in your job.
Hey, guys. Amazon Prime show. I think it was 8 episodes.
Yes, it was. Correct?
Starring Childish Gambino.
Glover.
There's Donald Glover. And Maya Erskine.
Erskine.
She's great, by the way. Yeah. I thought she was fantastic. But yeah.
Wagner Moura.
Yeah. Before we get into it, guys, make sure you like, comment, subscribe, hit the bell so you know when the videos are coming out. And let us know in the comments what you guys think of this show. I don't think we need to do non-spoilers. Let's just get into it quickly.
Yeah.
Guys, this was, for me, I flipping enjoyed this, man.
I love this.
This was so great. And I hated that people had these preconceived notions like, oh my God, I can't believe this. Like, they need to be more sexy. Like,
because of Brad and
Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt. And I'm like, this is just, it's just a bunch of spies. Like, why do they have to be sexy? I don't really understand. I guess maybe that movie was kind of a bit based on them being sexy. I don't know, really, but.
No, that film had the bump of the fact that they were in a real life kind of romance, and he was basically cheating on Jennifer Aniston with Angelina Jolie. Yeah. So that all added to the whole marketing and the whole mystique of that film in it.
But I mean, bro, I went with this with an open mind, and I watched it with the wife, and we had a great time. And you know, in Amazon, like, You just check the episode, you see how many episodes are left. When there was two episodes left,
I did that as well.
I was upset, bro. Me too. I was upset. But yeah, this was great. It had great guest stars in it. I thought the acting was fantastic. I thought the writing was great. I loved this, honestly.
People are really sleeping on Donald Glover. Like, he is.
Nah, he's so talented.
He's so talented. And there is so much stuff. Obviously, we'll talk about it a bit, but so much stuff in this series that it resonates with me personally. Yeah. And we were watching this.
What did I say? Because obviously, I think last time we spoke about this, I had watched the whole thing and you hadn't started yet. And remember, I kept on looking at you saying, you're going to love this.
Yeah.
You're going to love.
Because watching this, this is my barometer of a good series or a movie because I hate pausing stuff. Yeah. I want to watch stuff through.
Yeah.
Bro, there's many times I've actively paused and had discussions, full discussions turn into arguments.
With the missus.
Full discussions turn into arguments, and then press resume because it was so good.
Yeah.
Again, there's a few stuff we're going to get onto, but it was brilliant for me, man.
Yeah.
It was so good. And I think they didn't shy away from the sort of emotional sort of aspect, a female part and a male's part.
They went all in.
All in. It was brilliant.
Yeah. So there was arguments that they had in this show that I was like, I don't feel like I should be watching this. That's like how real it felt sometimes.
They were more powerful than any action scene throughout the whole thing.
Yeah, I agree.
There's one in the jungle you're talking about.
What, the argument?
Yeah.
No, the argument for me was, you know, the episode with Michaela Cole, one, and they were just like, oh, did you sleep with her? Did you like this? And then they were having these arguments. I'm looking at myself, I'm like, I don't feel like we should be watching this.
And the beautiful thing about this is that they're having arguments where different arguments resonate with different people. Because you see that argument, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
But the one that was profound for me is when they were talking and he piped up. He's like, don't talk about my mum. That hit me there because I'm thinking, tell her. But then immediately I'm thinking, but she's got a point.
They both had points. And they were throwing like crazy, like, you're selfish and you're this and you're that. I'm like, yo, chill. Like, and
you're in the room. You're literally third party in the room.
I feel like I'm eavesdropping in a real couple's conversation and I shouldn't be. Do you know what I mean?
All the stuff when he's talking about her dad, I'm thinking, yo, stop now. Brother, stop. Brother, stop. You know what I'm saying? And I think also what really added to it as well was he actually casted his own real mum. In the film. That is actually his mum.
That
really?
That's his mum.
Oh, that's nice.
No, because for me, I thought they look to her alike.
So I didn't realize that.
And the wonderful thing about Amazon is you can literally just like hit down
the info thing.
You can see And like, oh,
I didn't know that. That's great. Oh, that's
beautiful. Amazing,
yeah, because you can know, you could see they had their chemistry was too good. I'm thinking, no, they have this has to be his actual mom.
All right, let me jump straight into it now. The fight scenes, the fight choreography. Talk to me.
So for me, this is the one thing for me that I had an issue with. I felt like, by the way, the budget of this was more than the actual movie, by the way. Did you know that? The budget for this TV show was more than the movie.
Now, does that not make sense now?
That's crazy. This
coming out now. Over 8 episodes as well.
Yeah, and coming out in 2020. Yeah.
Do you think so? Yeah. I thought that was crazy. Again, you could see the budget. They spent it well. I'm not saying they spent it badly. Yeah. Like, they really went to Lake Como.
Yeah.
You know, you could tell, wasn't it?
Yep.
I felt that scene when they're going from place to place with Ron Perlman was a bit, the way it was edited wasn't like 100% for me, but that's the only gripe I have throughout the whole 8 episodes was just that and a couple of the other action set pieces. But other than that, it's just fantastic. It's a fantastic TV show. Like, for me, it's the level of surprise I had for Gen V. Remember how absolutely left field surprised how great Gen V was. This was equally as amazing. And I just felt the performances and the actual interplay between them having a little meet cute, then the honeymoon phase,
mm-hmm.
then they're in the argumentative phase of their relationship, then they have to get counselling.
You know that second episode, when she farted in the bed? And she's like, what was that?
What was that?
Brilliant.
And then she opened the door, she's like, bro, I think I was laughing for a good 10 minutes.
The best bit is, She lays back down and then she just stares at him to make sure that he hasn't noticed.
But he was on job. He was like, let me go check it out. And he took his gun and stuff like that. And then later he's like, I knew.
And then at the end of the episode in the train,
yeah,
it was episode 4, I think.
Yeah.
He's
like, just let it out.
And then he could let it out. And he goes, it's so bad. Yeah. That's such a couple of things.
I'm speaking.
But that's when you become comfortable with your partner.
Look, I'm speaking for the man.
Look at me farting, boy.
Let loose.
Not shoving. No, but I'm speaking for the man, dude, yeah? Like, we as men, obviously I'm speaking for like men that I sort of come under the same bracket. We as men, we see and hear and are aware of so much in a relationship, yeah? Mm-hmm. Women, like, understand that you're very smart, but you're not smarter than everybody, yeah? Sometimes we see some stuff, yeah? I don't mean in a way that we're smart. I'm saying we see some stuff and we see what you're trying to do. Like, we're doing it out of love.
Yeah.
Just letting it go out of love.
It's all right, look, let a little poop out, a little something.
When that scene happened, I'm thinking, you know what? I've been in that situation before where, like, I've known people leave the room. Just put.
Yeah,
because what that tells me is you're comfortable with me.
Yeah.
I might not like the smell.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we'll deal with that when it comes.
Yeah.
But I thought that was beautiful.
I thought it was nice. Yeah. The way the relationship just developed was just fantastic, man. Yeah. I just thought it was so great and it felt real. And another thing I also loved is like the way they showed both of their skills.
Yeah.
Like how she's so smart and he improvises very well. Like in that, was it the first episode? I think they're trying to get that package.
The box.
And he's just like, she's gonna fall to her left.
And he goes
to the guy, hey man, don't talk to my daughter. All of this stuff, whatever. I was like, these are their job very well.
Did you find like the romantic scenes was rushed or it was perfect? It was just done.
No, I think it was fine because they gave you little tidbits of how the time was moving.
Yes,
like there was moments where it's like that was 5 months ago or that was this and that. So I was like, okay, so they've been together for a while now. Do you know what I mean?
So again,
I was okay with it.
This is a case where the time jumps weren't egregious because they gave you like a reference to each time jump whenever it happened.
Sure.
And to go back to your point, I thought also like once they're in the point where they've shown each other's kind of like characteristics in terms of how he improvised stuff like that. Even to a point where, do you know the whole John Turturro thing?
Yeah.
And he's saying, okay, I'm going to pretend I'm a waiter because he knows like that will look more believable.
Yeah, than a black man just walking. Yeah.
And that's such smart writing, you know what I'm saying? And such smart kind of characterization as well, you know what I'm saying? Because it worked, essentially.
Even the way they started the show, like them talking to like the computer, hi, whatever it is, and they're asking them questions about themselves and the way they explain. And then later on, you see something and you're like, oh yeah, they did mention that when they did that little interview. Yeah. And so that's how they are, do you know what I mean?
But let me ask you, Mo, what argument or what sort of piece
oh, no.
in this? No,
oh,
no, no, no. What piece do you identify with? Like, what argument have you had in your personal, if you don't want to talk, you don't have to. What argument have you had in your personal relationship that was so profound that he's like, you know what? That's me.
Yeah, these lights must be hot, bro. Nah.
I can't, because it's been a while since I watched it. I can't think right now, honestly. But it's just, I don't know. There was just something about the arguments that are just so relatable. Like the way they would just, the argument would just get bigger and bigger and bigger. And sometimes it didn't need to be.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, this is just so relatable.
The reason why I ask, because I've obviously I identify a few.
I can't just think of a specific argument.
Yeah, no, because there was one where there was obviously arguing about she is dealing with her feelings.
Yeah.
And he's basically literal and he's fact-based.
Oh, yeah, so
That's me in a nutshell.
Yeah.
If you want something from me,
I agree.
Ask me.
I agree, yeah.
Don't sort of hope that I'll do it and not tell me or like sort of, like, what do they call when they're trying to sort of nudge you in a way and they're not telling you? Not coerce you. Basically, they want you to do it.
You to read their mind.
Read
basically.
Their mind, yeah. I've had that conversation.
Yeah, me too.
All the time.
Yeah, me too.
If you want, most men, that's just wrong. Some men are literal.
Yeah.
If you want something from me, you ask me and I'll give it to you. Because guess what? I am not that Superman that you believe men should be and expect me to read your mind and bring you flowers. If you ask me, I'll do it.
Yeah.
And if I don't do it, then moan at me.
Yeah.
I was caping for Donald so much because I felt like she kept on demeaning him.
And pushing him away.
And kept on insulting his intelligence so many times throughout the show.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We know she's so much smart. We know she's better at doing the debriefs. We know all this stuff. And then she kept on putting it on him.
I agree. But also at the same time, he wasn't being, I guess, kind of sensitive. Because also at the same time, it's like, okay, cool. You don't have a relationship with your dad. But maybe ask her why. Do you know what I mean? Instead of just being like, you just don't have a relationship with that. You're just like this and that.
But that's lashing out though.
Huh?
Okay.
That's what?
Lashing out in a sense.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But like, people are the way they are for a reason. No, do you know what I mean?
Course.
So I think like maybe kind of like pushing a little bit and trying to find out why could help the relationship a bit more. Do you know what I mean? They're still learning each other at the end of the day. And also they're with each other 24/7. Like it's a lot. Do you know what I mean? Like that therapy episode. That therapy episode was good. And she was just trying to like get things done because she thinks she can get things done better and things like that.
This is why this is such a well-written show, because that scene, that could have been done so bad. It could have been cliches after cliche, but it was so real, so relatable. And then
when the conversations you have with other men, she was like, it was sexist, it was racist.
Oh, by the way,
brother!
That scene was one of the best scenes throughout the show.
We're a bunch of men, ain't we?
by the way, and they're having a real honest conversation. Yeah. And he's actually relating to them.
Yes.
And he's enjoying the conversation.
Yeah.
And she wants to end it.
Took away her fun.
And she wants to end it. And she ended it like in a way that she could have, like in the craziest way possible.
That's
because she could.
That's spiteful.
It was
spiteful. Because I was looking at that. And for him, it was the first time he could sort of just
let loose.
You know what? I felt that he kind of at some point forgot that she was there. And he was just chatting.
He's like,
let's do this thing. And then obviously, she had trigger words, didn't it? So when they start talking about Asians and everything, she was like, I'm finishing this.
Yeah.
Listen, Kem, now you've obviously interrogated him. Let me interrogate you.
Go for it, man.
That scene specifically, have you had a similar, has there been a similar issue with you and Mrs.? where you've been talking, like, with the man them, and they've said something mad, like, oh, you know what, Asians, they're mad submissive or something. Like, something along those lines.
Okay, maybe not so much Asians, because like I'm so like honestly I'm so careful with everyone and I understand.
Yeah, I don't want to generalize,
but I've had situations where I'm there with the man named Mokod, and I'm like this, and I'm like smiling, I'm saying yeah, bam, bam, and then I look to the left and I see someone like this.
Death's the yeah.
And that look is saying, you're having fun, but I'm not having fun.
Woo!
So I'm like this, yeah. Yeah, man. And I'm containing.
Do you know that? Bro, you know that scene when he's with the guys in the room? Do you know what that's equivalent to?
What?
Pressing the PS button. Beep, beep. That's what it's equivalent to. That's exactly what it was.
Bro, do you know, I used to wonder, do you know when we first started playing with his brother, Why is he so sad? I used to think, why is he so sad? Like,
who,
bro,
Kem?
Yeah, Kem. Maybe we have like a great game on COD. You know what I'm saying? We get a win. And all I see is, yo, and we're saying, yo, geez, guys, yo, we're on a high.
Yeah.
And his brother's like, yo, yeah, man.
Bro, the thing about it,
it must be because of that.
No, the thing about it, like, I'm a person, I am so cognizant of other people around me. I'm so aware of my surrounding. It's unreal. I don't want to be like that guy, that regular shit. I am so aware of my surrounding. We've had a conversation. Do you remember we had that little conversation?
Yeah.
To the point that I do stuff because I'm aware of it, yeah? So my missus is there, if she's there on her phone or whatever, yeah, I know she could hear me because with headphones, I'm louder, yeah? And on top of that, I'm having so much fun, but she's quiet. So I have to mute my enjoyment because I don't want her to feel left out.
In those little moments, you got to include her.
Even though, there's times when I'm doing it and I'm having a conversation with her, I'm not listening.
Yeah.
I'm just autopilot conversation, just to involve her in something so she doesn't. Because when I'm having visible fun in her mind, why can't you have fun like that with me? Yeah. So you, I have to.
You get 18 kills like that.
Might work.
Concentrating on
might work.
There's nothing.
Might work, man.
Wow.
Wait, what?
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
And you know the thing about I was like this. I was like, oh, you guys, you need help. You need to pick your. Yeah, babe.
Wow.
Headshot.
Look at this multi-talented man.
Headshot.
Multi-hyphenate.
No, but that really resonated with me though. But I absolutely love it. Because but the thing, that one shot, when the other two got hit and he was like this.
Yeah.
And he realized
the brother that he was absolutely vibing with, he had to kill him. And then when they both realized, it's just
his reaction when that sniper hit the first time was so good.
Yeah.
Like his eyes were
his eyes were popping.
What was that guy's name? The guy who did Hellboy. What's his name?
Ron Perlman.
Ron Perlman, yeah. You see when you pushed him off. boy, you better get him.
That whole episode, he was acting like a baby.
By the way,
he was literally
so
a baby.
Ron Perlman's such a good actor.
When he didn't get his cigarettes and he stormed off.
It's so funny.
So I was asking, what was Udot's favorite guest star in this?
Wagner Moura and
I got the name.
What's the lady's name?
I got the name.
Parker Posey.
Parker Posey. While we're talking about the guest thing, I genuinely did not, I was so lost. I was so in the sauce. I didn't realize Mihaela was an agent. I just never got it until it said.
Who, sorry?
Mihaela Cole.
Mihaela Cole. Yeah. I didn't realize
Me
until
too.
It was said.
Me too.
I
have never laughed so hard when she goes, by the way, we're not connecting, by the way.
We're not bonding.
That was so funny.
I was so happy in the fact that I was fooled.
Yeah.
You know when it says fool me?
Yeah.
I was like, swear. I thought they were genuinely doing the thing.
And I can imagine having those arguments like, how did you put the tracker on her? Oh, when I was massaging her. And
she, you was massaging her, right?
Even though it's for the job.
What?
And she was so deep trying to say, how many people did you sleep with? Two of them, I slept with them. But she was lying. I'm like, why did you do that? Why did you have to say you did that?
It's because it's a safe face.
When she said, Ursula Cabrera's character, when she said, oh, did you not notice she didn't have a hand?
That was
just to be like I was just like, why would you do that? This is some mental
By the way, she messed me up. I rewinded it.
No, we literally rewinded and the camera work is so good. They don't show the hand.
They don't show the hand.
I didn't rewind it. I stayed the course. And then when they was doing it, I was like, she's horrible, man. Why would she do that, man?
Because she got her hackles up in it because like this woman was so attractive and she's thinking, she felt like
they had a history and whatnot.
Yeah. The thing about I was in love with this character.
By the way, a man would be like that too. If a man and a woman woman runs into her ex or something like that, and they have a nice and he's like handsome or something, a man would be a bit like.
I've had situations.
Do you know what I'm saying?
My missus would be like, I'm like, it was before you.
Yeah.
But then even saying that, it still doesn't, logically, it don't make any sense. You're feeling this way, but you have to then pander to,
we're such emotional beings, man.
Oh, 100%.
It's crazy.
The thing about it, the thing with me, I have to tell myself to sort of do it because I think very literally.
Yeah.
Because if you're not there, why is it bothering you?
Yeah.
But that's just me being a man. So I think, fair enough. She'll be like, maybe she was very, I don't know.
Yeah.
She wants me to say, no, she weren't. You were the best.
You're the best, who was your favorite guest character? So yours is Wagner Moura?
No, for me, it's a toss up because I think the first interaction with Wagner, because again, it shows how great a couple they were. Do you see how nervous they were before they came?
When he said, do you know what pissed me off? When he said, is this Eminem? I was like, ah. And it was the clips. Why did you default to Eminem of all people?
That's such a perfect thing.
He doesn't even sound like Eminem, right?
Yes. So
he's meant to be his favorite guy. That's how I knew there was something wrong there. Yeah. That's how I knew there was something wrong. No, my favorite one was, is it Michaela Cole?
And also, also the set piece that then, like, where they, it was a chase scene basically after that. And the amazing thing about that is that it's all informing character.
You're talking about the final episode?
Yeah, the final episode. Well, not final, where...
Which one?
Michaela Cole.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah.
That, and that all informed character because it showed Donald's character, would you call it John / Michael, this is his mission in it, basically. He's the one who's taken lead on this.
Yeah.
And he's basically, he's failed. And he's upset because he's failed, not just the mission, but also the fact that he wanted to prove to her that he doesn't need her all the time. And I felt like her having to then do the whole thing with the Venmo thing with Robert, with David Tell,
that
by the way.
That was brilliant.
Oh,
David
that was fantastic.
That was so funny.
Yeah.
And again, it all just informed character and their relationship.
And she had cash the whole time.
Yeah. She had cash the whole time. See, yeah.
With the Michaela Cole situation, I don't think it was a... I think he only failed because she intervened. Because he took sort of... comfort
he also took too long with the mission.
But I think he got comfortable because where he was having problems at home,
he was getting a solution with her.
It was a conflict in, okay, I can wrap this up, because he could have wrapped it up.
Yeah, it's conflict of the heart. Yeah,
he felt, you know, I'm comfortable here, and she didn't like the fact that obviously he's taking long. She's looking at the mission. He was looking at, I'm not getting this at home. Mm. So let me sort of string this out a little bit longer.
Yeah,
and it was a month. I didn't realize it was so much.
It was so well acted, because that scene where she's a very calculating person, but even her, like her fighting her emotions, because she feels such jealousy, the fact, and feels so hurt. But they had such an emotional connection. Because women, a lot of women, like, the biggest cheating for them is the emotional connection that you have with another woman. And she felt so hurt.
That's what you think.
You know what I'm saying?
that's what you think, bro. But you know, okay, let's wrap it up, going to the end. Again, when I think sort of camera work and how it was done, I think the last bit, where they left it for the mind to wander in regards to, because she did say she only had a bullet left.
I was so upset, man, when it ended.
No. Yeah, me too.
It was good. But I was upset because I'm like, I need to know. I need the next season now.
It was a great cliffhanger, isn't it?
Yeah, it was great. It's a great cliffhanger. But again, it's so done so artfully where she said she's only got one bullet. And there was three muzzle flash.
And he's almost dead.
He ain't got no gun yet.
He's literally on death door.
So it's either... everyone's dead because she's taking a shot at her and she's popped both of them, or there was a tussle and whatever. So it's a perfect cliffhanger, but I want it now.
Yeah.
But
when she shot Wagner Moore in the eyes, like, my eye! I was dying.
The best bit, you hear him downstairs, I'm fainting.
Now, for me, I mean, best guest actor for me was him, Wagner Moore, and going like Pablo Escobar to like this. Like, this guy is talented,
by the way,
man.
And
bro, you see I've got my Moby Dick.
Oh,
bro, that was brilliant. Bro. What's his name?
The
neighbor. What's his name?
Oh, Paul Dano.
Paul Dano.
He was brilliant.
Fantastic. This is such a small
Because the
thing.
Whole time I'm thinking he's an agent. He's an agent.
Yeah, same. All he wanted was the house.
He wanted the yard.
Yeah. It's so fun.
But Wagner Moore was favorite, but my favorite episode was the one with Michaela Cole.
Just
because of how they, like, the things they argued about, how they argued.
Arguing on the job as well.
Yeah, and that was the episode where he was like, at the end, he's like, I'm done, I'm leaving tomorrow. Like,
yeah.
Mm.
And then the next episode, listen, let me tell you something, the last episode. When they killed Max, and you just
she was done.
You see from a distance, Max is just blood, laying on the couch.
No, you see the blood.
And then you see the blood hit her hand.
I wanted to ride out.
No, but I'm not a cat.
I'm not either, but when something innocent gets hurt, I'm just like, bro, that
by
was
the way,
so
uncool. And again, man. So well directed. By the way, Donald Glover, he directed the final episode. So well directed, man, because again, they could have showed like a medium shot of the dead cat, but just to show the blood hitting the hand, that's all you need to see.
Yeah.
So well
but
directed.
They backed away and showed the video.
Yes, of course.
And I think for obviously, that was her justification of bets, all bets
are
off.
Yeah.
And then obviously for him, her thing was what was closest to her was her cat,
yeah.
And his thing was close to his mum.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the attempt on the mum's life, so and
the, of, yeah, the tripwire, yeah. And yeah. Then for him, the, yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah
so cat, it yeah. took them to that point where she was like, I'm done. But yeah, yeah, yeah.
But she was sick though. She put the knife in that door, the revolving door.
That was so cool.
I was like, oh.
That's like, he's done. He's done.
It's done. How's he gonna survive?
I was like, he's not getting out of this. Yeah. And then when he's backing up, I'm looking. Bro, I'm there watching like this. I wanted him out.
Yeah. But that's obviously, like, again, this was so well made. And they took the best part of the film, which is when both the Brad Pitt character and Angelina's character, when they realized they're both agents,
yeah,
and they had that thing where they're both trying to kill each other at home, yeah. And they're, oh, hey, darling, you know, all that kind of stuff.
In
and
the movie, though, they're from rival companies, isn't it?
Yes,
yeah, they're from rival.
I think
companies,
it's FBI I think. And CIA. Oh, okay, okay.
Mm-hmm. But and just to say how great the writing was, even in that last episode, they're shooting at each other. Me and my wife, like, he should have been shot, or she should have been shot.
Yeah, thank you.
But then later on, they both say, like,
we had
I had a clear shot at you.
We had the same conversation.
Yes. I'm like, bro, this is they loved each other. Yeah. Love conquers all, guys.
I love love.
Love love. Love love.
Hash, wait. I love love. Do you love love?
I love love.
What's it? Hash.
You love love?
I love love.
I love love.
Do you love love for
real?
I love love, man.
But yeah, guys, you know anything to say?
No, bro.
Outstanding show, man.
Great show, yeah. Anyone that's asked me, is Mr. Mrs. Swift worth watching?
Cold.
I said, yes, absolutely.
Guys, this came out on a Friday. I watched four episodes on Friday and the other four on Friday and on Saturday morning.
Binge. I can't binge. I can't binge something like that.
One last thing. This show easily should have been a week to week show. It would have owned the culture.
I'm cool with this.
Every week.
I'm cool with this.
But it would have. Am I wrong?
100%, you're right. Yeah. But yeah, we don't really usually rate TV shows, but this is easy, like a 9 out of 10 for me.
100%.
This is great for me.
This is up there with a bear for me.
Ooh.
Up there with a bear.
I don't know if I agree with that.
I don't agree with that.
No, again.
But it's all about relatability and stuff like that.
I think I've said this a few times. If a program or a movie has me stopping and having a conversation and talking about it,
I get it.
Bro, it had me and the missus in conversation where unless something else happened, we wouldn't have had those conversations.
I get it, yeah.
So it forced me to have a great interaction with my missus.
Me too, yeah. I had a lot of conversations with her after each episode.
To be fair, while I was watching it, I was thinking to myself, Mo and the missus are going to have a great conversation.
Yeah.
Kem and his missus are going to have a great conversation about this because the dynamics are quite similar and stuff like that.
But yeah, guys, that was our review for Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Amazon Prime TV show. Make sure you guys go watch that if you haven't. And let us know in the comments what you think. If you have seen it, make sure you like, comment, subscribe, hit the bell so you know when the videos are coming out. And we'll be back for more reviews. Peace.